In Tokyo today, Japan's Prime Minister Koizumi gave final approval for a plan to send 1,000 of his country's troops to help rebuild Iraq. This is the first deployment of Japanese soldiers to a place where they might face combat since World War II. Meanwhile, some experts think Iraq might turn to Japan for something else, a history lesson. Like Iraq, Japan was under U.S. occupation after the war and needed a revised constitution, a long process now underway in Baghdad and throughout Iraq. But in Japan's case, the United States wrote the new constitution in 1 week. That was a week that continues to influence Japanese political life and highlights the difficulties inherent in writing another country's constitution. From Tokyo, Brian Shi reports.
Before Japan's imperial-era constitution was rewritten by the U.S., the highest authority in the land was Emperor Hirohito. His surrender speech, broadcast on national radio, was the first time most Japanese had ever heard his voice. He spoke in courtly Japanese that most normal people couldn't understand. The speech marked Japan's capitulation and acceptance of U.S. occupation forces, headed by General Douglas MacArthur. But when it came to redrafting the Constitution, the Emperor's speech didn't guarantee official cooperation from the Japanese.
They really wanted to have very cosmetic changes.
John Dower is a history professor at MIT who wrote Embracing Defeat, a Pulitzer Prize-winning history of Japan after World War II. He says that the officials tasked with writing the new version refused to shed enough of the past to satisfy MacArthur.
For example, under the old constitution, there were no citizens in Japan. Everyone was a subject of the emperor, and sovereignty rested in the emperor, and the emperor was called sacred and divine. And in the Constitution, there was no such thing as popular sovereignty. The Americans came in and said, you've got to have popular sovereignty.
So MacArthur ordered a group of about 24 Americans, none of whom were constitutional lawyers, to draft a document that would guide the future of Japan. The U.S. presented Japan with a new constitution that, after some back and forth over the next year, was approved by Japan with all its major provisions intact. It reduced the emperor to a symbol, to absolve him of war responsibility and shield him from prosecution for war crimes. It introduced very liberal civil rights provisions and also banned the country from ever again waging war. Compared to Iraq, Japan's occupation and constitutional revision were easy, says Shoichi Koseki, a professor of law and constitutional history at Tokyo University. He praises the planning that went into the U.S. occupation of Japan and the American decision to avoid bombing cultural treasures.
From our point of view, for example, Kyoto and Nara weren't bombed, right? For Japanese people, that's something we're very thankful for. Long-standing wooden structures built by Japanese were spared destruction. I don't think we can forget these incredible inheritances. And Iraq is a country with an even longer culture and history than Japan.
Japan's constitution has its problems, though. John Dower writes that subtle wording changes by the Japanese government restricted the new constitution's broader civil rights clauses to Japanese citizens only. Hundreds of thousands of ex-colonial subjects from Korea and Taiwan living in Japan were effectively excluded, defeating one of the main goals of the occupation government. Later on, even the U.S. government came to regret the pacifist clause of the Japanese Constitution. It has restricted Japan's participation in U.S.-led military campaigns, though Japan has a world-class equipped so-called self-defense force. The drafting of Iraq's constitution will be a much different affair. Historian John Dower says that all the factors that went into a successful, peaceful Japanese occupation are the very things that are missing in Iraq.
Clear from before the beginning of the Iraqi war that Iraq is just riven with fault lines, tensions, explosive animosities of a racial nature, of a tribal nature, of a regional nature, and Japan simply had a social cohesion that wasn't present in the case of Iraq.
What's also clear is that when Iraq does get around to drafting its new constitution, it will take more than 1 week. For NPR News, this is Brian Shi in Tokyo.